Good morning, everyone, and welcome to church on Sunday morning in its new old way. We're getting used to it, aren't we? Yep. I wanted to say a couple of things about, one is I was thinking about our community support fund and how we do our sort of help people out. And sometimes being around a place that, I mean, we're all about prosperity and about flourishing and thriving. And so sometimes people think, well, I could never ask for money because that's not practicing prosperity, but it actually is. And so that's an encouragement to anyone who is in need, but is afraid to ask for whatever reason. That's what our support fund is there for. It's for people who have an authentic need. And sometimes we find ourselves in that position. I was taught about a long time ago about the spiritual bank. And they said, a lot of times we're making deposits into that bank, but sometimes we need to make a withdrawal. And if that's so for you, you know, that's what that's there for. So please take advantage of that. And the other thing, we have a lot of, as always is announced on Sunday mornings, a lot of wonderful get-togethers. And I know it's weird being online. But having said that, I still wanted to invite anybody that might be newer to our community. There's some people that might be listening that we've never even met face-to-face. And if you're looking for a group to join that you can, you know, have a spiritual community and exchange actual conversation, we have a Happy Hearts group on Monday night that is a sort of a, it's like a healing circle where we commune and we get together and we talk about spiritual principles and what's working in our life and we talk about what's not working in our life. And we pray, and we meditate, and we do all kinds of spiritual community kind of stuff. And then we've got Course in Miracles, which is a study group that's, you know, around the Course in Miracles. But again, it's about life. And so if you're looking to get connected, the invitation is there to just try it out. Come as a stranger and leave as a friend, and then come back if you like. So anyway, I just wanted to say a couple things about those things because I know sometimes announcements can get kind of rote, but we want to get to know you more. So with that, let's settle in for our meditation. Get yourself situated any way that you'd like to, hopefully seated comfortably. Even if you're still lying in bed, which I know some people are on Sunday morning, sit up on the edge of your bed. Put your feet flat on the floor. Feel the life in your spine and lift your crown nice and tall. Feel your heart open up when your shoulders come back and down. And feel the presence of that breath of life in you. And for a moment, just be with that precious breath. All right, now imagine in your heart a great door and open that door of your heart. On this morning, let that sunlight stream through the trees into this doorway and into the sanctuary of your being. And then open the windows of your mind. Literally open them up so the clean wind of God can blow through. Filled with sunlight and new breath, each breath a new moment. We let that sweet spirit flow through us. And now being open and receptive, we bring the focus single-pointedly to Christ consciousness. And we rest for a few moments in the peace that is God. And so as we make our way back into our physical being, noticing our body and our breath again, we are refreshed and renewed in that beautiful sunlight of spirit.
I will surrender to my greatest, highest good. I will release any fear that blocks my way. For every step I take is taken in pure faith, and I am stronger every moment, every day. My mind is willing and my heart is open wide. I trust my instincts and let spirit be my guide. I vow to live a life that's real and pure and free. As I continue walking in this mystery, I surrender to my greatest, highest good. I release any fear that blocks my way. For every step I take is taken in pure faith, and I am grateful every moment, every day. There may be walls, there may be roadblocks in my way, but I can choose to take a higher path each day. And now I know what I thought was safe and sound was only habit and regret that held me down. Oh, I surrender to my greatest, highest good. I release any fear that blocks my way. For every step I take is taken in pure faith, and I am kinder every moment, every day. I'm more loving every moment, every day. Oh, I surrender every moment, every day.
Thank you for that beautiful song. So gorgeous today. And there's a lot that's gorgeous today in the sanctuary here. Looking, the sun is just streaming in, and maybe at your house too. Driving in, we were noticing all the fog in the valleys, and the sun was streaming through the trees, and that's what inspired that meditation. It was just so gorgeous, those streams of light, and we gasped when we saw it, you know. And it's just a beautiful day today in so many ways. It feels light and opened. And, you know, it's really funny, this talk today, it's actually called Sweet Spirit, and there's a sweet spirit here in this space. And I can feel a sweet spirit in the universe right now. Regardless of what is going on, there's just a sweetness about it all. And so I've shared with you before, when I do Sunday talks, I never look at the daily word in advance. But this Sunday I decided I wanted to, so I sent I sent Cindy a text. I said, hey, send me that daily word. And I read it. It didn't do anything for me. Just didn't. I don't know why. It's almost like I couldn't even read it. And so I just let it go. And then this morning, when Cindy read that, I felt massive power from it. And I don't know what it is, except that it's that thing that we talk about when we would get together before. And we would talk about how it is you and us together that makes the consciousness of this place what it is. And that's what happens. You know, those daily words are written months in advance, sometimes even longer. And how do they know how to write the perfect thing for today? And I don't know how that works, but it works really well. And there's something that happens where we come together in that beauty of divine grace, where the timing is perfect, but it's beyond time. And that was an interesting thing to have happen for me. I was like, wow, the potency of that. It wasn't ready until this very moment. And that's because of you. And it's also because of us, but that's the we. You know, there's this place in life where it's I, until we start to think from Christ consciousness. And that always says, what about we? What are we doing? And that's kind of what's been happening with this whole Sunday thing, you know, these, what I want to share with you is never concrete until this very moment. And what keeps coming to me is this unity of purpose. What is our unity of purpose and why do we come here? Why do we have church? Why do we do the songs that we do? And how do they align with the message so often? What is our unity of purpose? And there's a unity saying that I love, and I think Charles Fillmore created it. But it says simply that in our unity of purpose, we are guided by infinite wisdom and prospered by divine love. And I just think about the potency of that. Bob used to say that all the time, and I would hear it. And sometimes that would be the whole message I'd get from Sunday. When we come together, we're guided by this wisdom that's bigger than me and this love that transcends all limitation, just like the daily word said. And so I think, well, what is our unity of purpose then? And for me, and being around so many spiritual communities, the unity of purpose is almost always the same. It's to know God more. To know the truth of our being. And sometimes it shows up in our daily own lives. Why am I here? What am I doing? Sometimes it shows up as a country. What are we doing? What are we up to? And sometimes it shows up as a whole world going, how are we going to get through this? And when we come together, we're guided by that wisdom and love. And so this whole thing about knowing God more, several times this has come to me, and this is a prayer that's very dear to my own heart, something that I use every day of my life. And it speaks to different aspects of God. And, you know, I've learned that if we're talking about it, that's not what it is. And words are insufficient, but they can be so sweet. And that's what this prayer means to me. And it's from Paramahansa Yogananda. He gave it to me. And it simply says, Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Friend, Beloved God, may thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of my devotion, and may I be able to awaken thy love in all hearts. And I think about that prayer and the preciousness of it. May thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of my devotion, and may I be able to awaken that in every person that I come into contact with. Boy, that's a unity of purpose, isn't it? But how do I do that? And why does there have to be so many aspects of God? And I don't know the answer to that, but I was reminded about this prayer. You know, it's funny how little things will come. And I used to say they come in threes, but it seems like it just comes from all angles now, where there's something that Spirit wants me to look at. And whenever that happens, I always share it with you. That's where all this stuff that I talk about on Sunday mornings comes from. It comes from these inspirations that come to me, through me. So I was listening to a gal, Self-Realization Fellowship nun, and she was giving a talk, and it was a very beautiful talk. She was very calm and very present, and she talked about this prayer. And she said, our beloved guru gave us this prayer. And she said, Heavenly Father. And then she stopped. And she said, what does that mean to you? And I thought about that. And I thought about what Divine Mother, what does that mean to me? Friend, beloved God, what is that about? And she said, really think about these things when you offer this prayer or when you engage in this prayer. What does this mean to you? And so for, you know, the weeks since I've watched her give this, really it was a lesson for me. And I really think about that when I do this prayer. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Friend, Beloved God, what does it mean for you? You know, when we talk all the time about these words that we call God and how, you know, this word ruffles these feathers and this word doesn't work for me because it's got this connotation. And when we toss all that out and we say, what am I doing when I engage my divinity? When I engage my highest knowing, what am I actually doing? And that's why I love unity, because it teaches about these things. This Heavenly Father, not just being a Father God, but the actual potential for all that is. Pure potential, but rooted in divine love. That is so weird of a thing to contemplate. It starts to make me realize that whatever I ask for, not only can I have, but is already mine. But I need so much less because I know that everything is available. So we could say this Heavenly Father idea is about ideas itself. It's about unformed, pure possibility. And of course, we think about that in context of our lives today. Boy, if we could create any way of being, any way of living, any life, what kind of ideas would I be asking my Heavenly Father for? And when I think about these aspects, always Jesus comes in. And I think about these places in the Bible where he's asking the Father, not from a place of, Dad, can I please have the car for the weekend? But of a place of absolute claiming his birthright. And sometimes he did get petulant, and sometimes he did complain. And so then Divine Mother, this is an aspect of God that is so sweet. And so many of us love to think about the Divine Mother. But what really is it? You know, it's just like you think about Father God, and sometimes we think about Michelangelo's God. Some people cannot get that image out of their mind, this big superhuman human being. So what about Divine Mother? When I think we've talked about before, when Jenny and I went and saw Amma, Amma's like Divine Mother. And you think she's going to take you gently into her arms? No, she grabs you and pulls you into her bosom and gives you a hug that just rocks your world. It leaves you shaking for days. And Divine Mother is related with all creation, the very essence of our created world. In all things is Divine Mother. And Divine Mother is providence in the physical reality, and so much more than that, of course. But another thing that Divine Mother is, especially is related to, is wisdom. And that in the essence of all things, there is a wisdom. It's already there, it's intact. And when we try to wring and wrestle the essence out of things so that we can have what we want, a lot of times we kill that preciousness. And I'm not talking about necessarily us as individuals, but sometimes. And I'm not necessarily talking about us as a country, but sometimes. And what about as a world? You know, all the things that we've talked about over these past few months, we can see where when we misunderstand that preciousness that is God in all things, we suffer. God doesn't care. You know, all the things that we've talked about over these past few months, You know what I mean? That God doesn't care? God lets us do whatever we want to do because we have that beautiful gift of free will. And Divine Mother always welcomes us back into the bosom and forgives everything that we could possibly have transgressed, because we only do that in one place, and that's within our own selves. So this Divine Mother becomes the reflection by which we see ourselves in all the world. You can see at this point here, I can't explain this. It's unexplainable. But you know in your heart, when you think about that, what does Divine Mother mean to you? The Divine Feminine, Divine Wisdom. What does it mean for you? And just the act of contemplating that opens up a new possibility within us to access whatever it is that we could possibly need in this moment. Another way to think about that is as providence. Divine Mother provides. You know, that's a lot to think about, just those two aspects. But it's actually very simple. Pure potential, absolute providence and creation. Divine Mother, Heavenly Father. And then we get to the trickiest one of ever. Friend, beloved God. Isn't that a tough one? One person I read talked about how to get to that point is actually highly advanced spirituality. When you begin to realize that everything is your friend. You know, there's a gal who we just celebrated her 1 year of her transition to the invisible side. Her name's Jane Holt. You guys might have known her. She sat right up here with her husband, Robin. Sparky gal. She was an ordained New Thought minister, and she was just something else. Anyway, she said, my God's name is Andy. And I said, Andy? She said, yep. Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me. And I'm not a singer, but, you know, but I thought that was so sweet, and I'd never thought of it. We sing that song 100,000 times, and I never thought, Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me. Of course. But it was so sweet the way she said it. She knew that God that was her friend. And that's how it becomes when the world goes from a place of fear and a place of what's wrong and a place of what's out to get me to a place where everything is there to help us get to somewhere that we don't believe we can go. And that is what we call in unity, capital T truth. Beyond all my estimations of myself, what am I really? That is the question. And it hinges on this whole thing when we engage the divine. What does it mean to me? Doesn't it always mean what I can be? Doesn't it always mean my potential? Doesn't it always mean that when I think that something is not available to me, that when I think about it a little bit more deeply, of course it's available to me. I am a child of God, and the entire kingdom is my birthright here and now. That's a lot of stuff. And, you know, for me, I can't just talk about this without having had this experience of life. And I've told my story many times about 14 or 15 years ago when I uttered my first real prayer, my authentic prayer. And it was just like everybody else's prayer that changes their life. God, please help me. And it was much more intense than that. I can remember the feeling in my body of just utter being bereft. There was just nothing left for me. It's funny, that's usually when we do come to God, when there's nothing left that our little human minds can come up with to be okay. And we say that sincere prayer, and it changes our entire life. And so I remember what that felt like. And I remember, just like Craig Hamburg said, being flooded with the feeling of goodness. But what else I was flooded with, and I didn't realize this until this very week, the potential that my life could be. That this whole thing about this Heavenly Father, pure potential. Wait a minute. I am not this little broken thing that I think I am. There's something much greater. And when I opened my eyes from that prayer, I remember the whole world had come alive. The sun, just like today, everything had gotten brighter. The birds started singing and I could hear them. I could see these eagles literally flying in the sky above me, and I could really see it, and I was just blown away. Oh my God. And then when I went back into the place where I was, and there was these people there that wanted to help me, because I was at a bad place in my life, and I let them help me. Friend, beloved God, the friend that each of those people became were just a half an hour before I had seen them as my arch enemies out to get me. And instead I said, I'm going to let these people help me. Why? Because they're my friends. And since that time, the world has become my friend. And so that whole thing, it makes me realize, of course I love this prayer. Of course I love these aspects of what God could possibly be. Of course I love to think about it. Even I've been accused of being grandiose. Can you believe it? Yeah. Cindy says it's a good thing. But that's how I like to be, because I felt that power. I've felt what it feels like to be that big, just to think I'm a little piece of garbage, and then to be lit up by that Spirit of God. That sunlight just floods into you. Another thing Yogananda said, I keep coming across this. He said, the sun shines upon the coal and the diamond alike, but when it hits the diamond, it reflects off it in 1,000 different directions and thrills the eyes. And that's what I felt happen. That light came through me, and all of a sudden it started to reflect in everything out there and everywhere around me. And there's been times since then, of course, where I've gotten angry and upset and unsure and lived in lack. But when I remember, oh, that's right, I'm a child of God, and therefore I do not inherit limitation. Everything came to me. And it's not that I've always gotten what I've wanted, but I've always gotten what I've needed on a deeper level than I could ever imagine. And so what it does is it gives us the ability, when we lay a hold of this power, and this is all that unity has ever taught, in our unity of purpose, we are guided by a wisdom that transcends my human understanding and a love that permeates all things. And so when I tap into that, and when we tap into that, especially together in a unified purpose, we start to realize these aspects of God as the reality of our life. And then what happens? Well, the first thing a lot of us do is we forgive who? Earthly mother and earthly father. The friend that burned us, the ex, all these things in the world, we begin to forgive because we see the God behind it all. And we realize that we all suffer together and we all thrive together. So this whole thing I realized in hearing the daily word this morning for the first time, I really realized that this is really about faith. And faith is, it's the first day of Advent today, by the way, and faith is the topic. And this is what faith is about. It's about realizing that in any moment we have available to us a power that is bigger than anything we can even imagine. And so we cannot lay a hold of it with our limitation, but we can allow it with our magnificence. And so we do it together. And so it is. Amen.